This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. In conjunction with International Women's Day tomorrow, we'll be joined by three ladies who are on a mission to improve the lives of the less fortunate with the simplest of gestures. They are Raja Mariam Raja Hairuddin, Eliza Maddom, and Asra Hana Dato' Abu Sama, and together they co-founded Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa, or Percaya.
Okay, so my full name is Raja Mariam with Raja Hairuddin. I am the chairperson and co-founder for Percaya. Percaya stands for Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa. So in short is Percaya.
Okay.
Selalu kita orang ada this ongoing job lah. Benda whenever we introduce ourselves kan, kita akan macam we are from Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa, Percaya. Percaya ke tidak? So that's the name of the pertubuhan. And we found it in November last year, along with the other two co-founders lah, and let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Eliza, or Eliza Muhammad Jom. Basically, I'm a full-time mommy for three girls. And yeah, voluntary work, charity work is actually my passion. I love doing work, actually. I've been looking ways how to contribute, actually.
So, my name is Asra Hana. So, the three of us is the co-founder for Percaya. I'm a stay-home mom, tapi suka buat kerja-kerja charity. So, itulah in short.
Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa is a new NGO that was formalized late last year, but they've been actively involved in doing charity work, specifically during the month of Ramadan via the initiative called Sebalang Kasih. Here's Mariam describing to us what Sebalang Kasih is and why it's significant.
I've been doing this for, I think, 8 years, good 8 years. So, before this, when I first started Sebalang Kasih, it was really just to, okay lah, we have to give back to the society, you know. It's with that mindset, macam alang-alang, macam tu. But as we progress through year after that, the year after that, and then we started to learn that macam Sebalang Kasih tu, dia macam, you bagi kuih raya je tau. Bagi kuih raya je. How can it be impactful? You know, to what degree? To what extent? Kan? Tapi lepas tu bila kita dah makin, makin lama makin kita try to help a lot of people bagi kuih raya and all that, like realize even the littlest thing, the smallest thing that you do will get people somewhere else. So when the three of us got together, and I was just amazed, but I only do on a festive season. But these two ladies, diorang buat macam tolong orang. Like us actually started a whole secret mummy club, where the mummies can come in and talk about their problem, you know, and then it expanded to macam diorang tolong orang banjir, diorang pergi tengok budak-budak cancer and all that. So there are a lot of things that Percaya can do moving forward. So that's why when Eliza said, I think we should have an NGO so we can do greater things, better things, because we all share that philanthropic vision, kan? And to be a philanthropist, you don't necessarily have to have a lot of money. You just have to have a really big heart.
Okay, so let's get into it. Yeah. I think to a certain extent, you know, when it comes to talking about these issues, sometimes we acknowledge the fact that, I guess, these communities are struggling, but maybe some listeners out there are not as familiar with the kind of struggles that these communities face, right? You know, single mothers. Maybe we can share a bit about the kind of struggles that these communities face, you know, especially because you have dealt with them. And like you said, Mariam, just now, at the end of the day, you know, as much as the gesture can be seen as very little, according to you just now, that, you know, even the littlest thing can go far, right?
Actually, I want to stand corrected lah. Percaya is not just going to focus on single mothers. Mm. But for this project, we're going to focus on single mothers. Mm. And also urban poor children. Okay. So, from my experience for the past 8 years, on the first year tu, kita bagi kuih raya tu homeless tau. But on the second year, we actually gave to urban poor. And at that point, I didn't know what urban poor is all about, you know. I thought, oh, okay, you know, nak bagi, okay, bagi. So until I met this one lady, I can't remember her name. Tapi she actually said this to me. She said, do you know that urban poor ni, they have enough for daily sustenance day in, day out. But for them to buy one kuih raya is a struggle. Masa tu Hanif, my heart just fell. Sebab I rasa macam we take things as simple as kuih raya tu for granted. Betul tak?
Betul, yeah.
Every year, we take for granted lah. Macam, kita boleh pilih lah, kuih ni sedap, kuih ni tak sedap, kuih ni sedap. Tapi, that year, when we actually raise money to urban poor, and we saw betapa susahnya orang, bila orang beratur untuk ambil kuih tu. And I actually had someone asking me, kenapa bagi kuih raya? Why don't you give them beras ke, ayam ke? So, I cakap, let other parties do that. Because there are parties who are doing that. Bagi beras, bagi ni, dada. And they can make the ketupat, nasi impit and the rendang with all this help. But tak raya lah kalau tak ada kuih raya. We're not talking about kuih raya yang you beli dekat, you know, the mass produced one tau. So, what we are is actually, especially this year, you know, we're elevating is on a completely different level that we're going to buy from these single moms who sells kuih raya so that their children can celebrate raya. Beli baju raya, ada extra and all that. So, with this being said, kalau you bagi that one kuih raya, you will go a long way. Adalah kuih raya. And for us this year, we go out of our way to buy kuih raya from the single moms so that the single moms has money to buy raya essentials. Kan? So, yeah. I hope that answered the question. And to highlight on the story of how the smallest thing that we can do that give big impact. Sebab orang nampak urban poor ni macam biasa-biasa je. Tapi their struggle is like macam, oh, because it's a day in, day out kind of thing for them. Nak extra tu tak dapat. Tak ada. Kuih raya mahal tau.
So about the tebalan kata is from Mariam's experience. I don't have any experience of that. Yeah, when Mariam approached me and she told me about the tebalan kasih, yeah, that's what she told us and tipped us on a very good initiative from her side. I have few friends that are single moms. And of course, they don't really talk about their struggle, but I can see, you know, especially to those that the breadwinner was the husband, and then the husband, especially those young and like I say, they really need help actually, because we went to this one, we opened an account, and then the officer that said, actually that bank, they gave out some initiative to those single moms, but not many of them knows about the existence of the initiative from that bank. So there's a lot of initiatives out there that can help them. The officer even told us, me and us during that time, check up. Yeah, you have to do something about that. And then he asked, there are tak ada ke persatuan ibu tunggal that really can handle about them. I do, but then again, macam what function do? Macam they help them to open upstairs. They give you duit, modal, how to start and reset and everything. But tak ramai yang aware about that. How to get anything. I think that is another story because yeah, kita banyak like insyaAllah akan ada share tengok macam mana. And for now, we go sebarang kasih. Yes.
So in a way, kan, we create ways for them to get involved in this initiative and earn extra money. Like for example, this year kan, kita helping them by buying their kuih raya during raya times. So our target, our goal is to give them semangat and make sure they feel supported and connected. So you know, macam masa dekat raya tak rasa ketinggalan lah macam tu.
I'm just going to add on what us and Eliza cakap tadi. So there are single moms yang maybe baru jadi single mom this year. You know, actually ada lah dalam kita punya list guys, yang baru jadi single mom this year. So kita order kuih kat dia, so dia tak adalah macam, you know, feel that loneliness ke, because she has something to look forward to, you know. So that's the initiative lah. And like Liz said tadi, it is in the pipeline on helping the single moms over time, because alhamdulillah, we're actually working with one JLC who also have all these facilities that these single moms can explore lah over the next period of time with the help of Percaya, inshallah.
Hmm. So, like, I mean, you've been saying there are initiatives out there to help this community, single mothers, but it's just that sometimes there is a gap of sorts in terms of, I guess, them being aware of these initiatives that are available, right? So, Percaya's aim, I think, to some extent moving forward, is to probably bridge that gap, right?
Yes, definitely. It's about, okay, one of the things that I've been telling Eliza and us that I really want to do for them is to actually have the financial literacy lah. Macam, how do you cope with all this, you know, put aside all the emotional roller coaster that you have as a single mom, but also we're going to empower you, how you're going to manage you yourself and also your financials, macam nak dapat duit and things like that. So we really hope that Percaya can be that bridge. But, you know, and sebab like I say, it's just the beginning of a lot of things lah, inshallah.
Yeah, you mentioned financial literacy. Apart from that, you know, are there any other initiatives or are there any other form of help that can be given to this community that perhaps, you know, things that sometimes we overlook when it comes to thinking about helping single mothers?
Actually, I do. Macam with our GLC too, dia bagi entrepreneur grant. So we can be the bridge for them because they actually have entrepreneur grants. And then, of course, we're going to have, this is something that a lot of people don't talk about, and being there emotionally for them, you know, being an emotional support. Mental health is very important. That is also in the pipeline. I don't know if Liz have something else to add on to that. So, but we let Liz add on to this.
Well, that, yeah, because the bank is interested. Actually, they need people like us that can identify those single moms really looking for opportunity, actually.
So macam kita akan organise talks juga dengan banks, and then macam bank boleh apa tu?
That kind of program. Even you can organise with the bank and get those single moms to attend, and even can open an account without
having any deposit money. Yeah, that's the facility that we can offer juga lah to single moms. So those are the things yang single mothers tak tahu, tapi Eliza tahu. And the thing is, Hanif, they found out about all of this while doing Subhanallah Kasih, while we set up Percaya and all that. So that's why we are very looking forward to helping and assisting more and more single mothers throughout.
You mentioned having a list of sorts of single mothers out there in terms of, I guess, the collaborators that you engage with to get this quiz from, kan? Where did you get that list from? Like, is it based on your engagement of, like, I guess, working with single mothers? Or is it, like, a question of, I guess, collaborating with other NGOs as well to find all these single moms who also happen to be entrepreneurs who are also selling kuih rayas?
Actually, they're through doa. It's just... I had a group that I was working with in 2021 because we started Suwala Kasih, and then we were looking for Kis Vendor, and someone referred them to me. So we had that group. And of course, when you start this, you start looking around who you want to help, you know. So we just reach out to these personal bakers first who are single moms. So right now, like I said lah, if we get more financial support and we can buy more raya cookies from single moms, of course we will reach out to more. But as for now, we are only able to buy, I think, about 1,000 balang. That's what we are speaking right now lah.
It was Raja Mariam, Raja Hairuddin, together with Eliza Makdom and Asfarhana Datuk Abu Samah, and they're all co-founders of Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa or Percaya. We'll have more after this short break. Stay tuned. I'm Hanif Baharuddin and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharuddin. We're speaking to the folks from Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa, or Percaya, a women-led NGO that lends their help to single mothers and other less fortunate communities. Joining me via Zoom are co-founders Raja Mariam Raja Hairuddin, Eliza Maddom, and Asfarhana Datuk Abu Samah. And now they're going to highlight their upcoming fundraising event during the second week of Ramadan called Cerita Kasih Kita, dan to support their Sebalang Kasih initiative.
Okay, so Cerita Kasih Kita is a 2 days event that we will do in Raya Chulan, Kuala Lumpur. We started doing this 3 years ago. So the first one we did in Shangri-La, second one we did in Four Seasons. So Alhamdulillah, this year kita buat dekat Raya Chulan. So we skip 2023. So it's a very special event because it's a holistic charity template, I should say. So what it is we sell tables to corporate, and then the money we will buy kuih raya from the single moms, and then the kuih raya we will distribute to underprivileged children. And then on the side we also have brands, local brands, to join our 2 days bazaar, so that the corporate can also shop, and we also help local brands to elevate their brands by, you know, being able to display or participate in our event. So yang special ni, this event, first day is all corporate, it's all about corporate. Second day is in conjunction to Women's International Month. Second day is all women iftar. So kita buat ada majlis ilmu. We have two ustazah coming in. We start at 5, and then after that we have iftar, and then we will launch Percaya juga insyaAllah, and we also will do all women tarawih at Raya Chulan.
Then in the morning also?
Oh, and then we also have morning lah lepas tarawih. So it's like a mummy night out kind of thing. So that's the plan for this year insyaAllah.
Alright, when will it be happening again?
21st and 22nd of March. Right. Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned International Women's Month just now, and this year's theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. And based on what you described, the outline of this year's program, it sounds like it's going to be in line with this year's theme, right, to a certain extent?
Yeah. So we want to make it as special as possible. It's so special that on the second day too, we even have like a flower heart for our guests to bring home fresh flowers, and they can get free henna done. And for both days, inshallah, we have an Al-Quran calligrapher being there. That's why we're very stoked when we get this opportunity, because a lot of people will probably think, oh, it's just another iftar event. But it's not. We are really doing this to really give back to the community. Because you pay, you don't just pay. The charity too is not just charity. Because, okay, and also for every seat that orang beli, RM10, we will wakafkan Al-Quran on your name. Yeah. So, it's a very holistic event, I should say.
That's good to hear. So, apart from that, I think based on what I've observed on your social media, you're also trying to conduct a social experiment of sorts called Dekat Di Hati, which is essentially like basically sending kad raya to loved ones, right? Again, just like with kuih raya, I guess a lot of people have taken it for granted these days. I guess the same applies to kad raya. Is that something that you're doing with the same spirit, I suppose? You know, it's the same thought of like, okay, These are the practices that people have taken for granted these days. So maybe it's good to bring them back.
I'll do an intro to it, but I'll let Eliza and us to answer the question because they've been working on this. So it is a social experiment. We came up with the idea for pre-event campaign, and then we just launched it yesterday. And I'll get us or Eliza to answer your question.
We just launched the campaign yesterday. So Alhamdulillah, for today, dah ada orang order. The design of the kad raya is dilukised by cartoonist from Majalah Ujang named Bendy. So we managed to get him. So dia memang pun happy to work with us. So bila dapat dia kan, to lukis dekat raya for us. So it's some macam bring back the nostalgia of dekat raya. So kan dulu-dulu dekat raya kan macam kartun-kartun kan. So bila when we launch this, okay, when we launch and we promoting this dekat di hati campaign, so a lot of people like macam, wah, cannot wait, tak sabar nak order. It's like macam bring back the memories kan. So we hoping to really, really lah macam to get support from orang kat luar sana to buy the kad raya. So the tak mahal pun, it's like one set ada 3 kad raya, RM RM10. So RM1 from that set, we masukkan ke dalam sebalang kasih.
Yeah, the idea of the card di hati actually came from job at that. It macam kan the team for the bazaar cerita kita where we love to bring back the nostalgia of raya dulu dulu. And came to that, we was talking kita buat kat raya tu, post kat raya and then we did stuff. Yeah, like that's a good idea. We bring back the nostalgia of post kat raya. And that something job post mark kan dah lama posting kata wah dekat raya like so it's like, yeah, that's a good idea, but kita fikir how's the mechanism, how are we going to work it out and what kind of kat raya and what not, and it's like, Tom, how about we approach a cartoonist and yeah, we have around and somehow dapat Dandy from Uja and he agreed to be on board with us. But even after the ada lagi tu orang nak kat raya ni. Macam masa dia nak kat raya kan. Ada lagi tu orang nak kat raya. Yeah, we will work it out. As we have our very own way how to do it. Somehow, we came across a few TikTok punya post. They were talking about the kat raya. Macam rindunya kat raya dulu-dulu. Bestnya kalau ada lagi. And it was like, that was what you have been thinking about. So, yeah. Sabar. Yeah, we've seen you with our card registration and our own other mechanism, how are we going to do it. So, kita buat something different lah dekat di hati. People don't have to pergi kedai, cari card raya, beli stamp, pergi post office, cari post box ke, nak post. People find it macam susah kan nowadays. More on that now. So, we will do it for them. They just fill in the form or online and transfer. And then the rest did it to us.
How the mechanism of it is, Hanif, it's like team letter. Say you send to 3 of us, and then each of us will have to send to another 3 people. So that's the social experiment. But each 3 of us will have to send one to you and see if you get back. So that's how we will track whether or not the experiment will work. So when I first proposed this idea to them, you know, they like the idea because it's actually a template that I used before, but I used Kanipap, you know, for World Kindness Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tapi masa initially when I wanted to use this social experiment, either my friend nak cakap macam ni, kau gila, it's not going to work because you're talking about nationwide. So the only reason why Kanipap Kindness only lasts 3 days sebab orang yang buat Kanipap tu tak larat dah. It actually worked. It worked. So when we came up with this idea, I said, let's do a pre-event campaign. So all of us just worked really hard. Actually, I did quite work that hard. Like us and Elza worked really hard on it. And then now we are at the stage where we have launched it and we are getting, you know, people interested on it. And I hope you also will send kad raya out. So we're really looking forward for this to blow out.
Another heads up to our listeners out there, if you'd like to be a part of this, how can they go about it?
They can go to our IG, our Instagram, percaya.my. Kat situ, we will give the link to the form so they can order from it.
So yeah, going back to Percaya, again, technically, you are still in your infancy.
Yeah.
But Mariam, Eliza and Asfarana, you have been involved in community work for quite a long time. And again, I think what you alluded to earlier, you want to do things beyond the festive periods, right? So are you looking forward to actually moving ahead with the kind of things that you are planning after Raya?
Of course. Macam, tapi itulah, we are looking forward to do more things. And then one of the things yang we've always said among the 3 of us is we really want to do a ball at the end of this year, you know, another fundraising ball, because then we can help more people. And I just want to share with you, Hanif, one of the reasons why I started doing this whole concept of holistic charity is because I was inspired by American Association dulu. They did a Christmas fundraising tau. So for you to masuk pun, you have to pay RM15. Belum beli apa-apa, you know? And then on top of that, you go in and you shop and they managed to raise $450,000 and they helped 15 different NGOs. So I was just thinking, if they can do that, why can't us? So I think one of the things that is also on the pipeline that we also want to show people that doing charity doesn't have to be all sad. Doesn't have to be. Kan? Betul cakap, it takes more than just money. It takes a big heart. Do you know that Eliza used to host at her house? She hosted a few things dekat rumah dia. And they actually got lori to come in to bawa barang-barang untuk orang banjir and things like that. Dulu, they've done those kind of things and I've done my part. And I think when we combine, we will do greater things. And of course, belum sempat lagi nak plan, you know, what's next betul-betul for us. We are already doing something as big as this. Tapi to us is big lah. To other people macam and but for us is big. And we really hope that we give a huge impact this year. You know, like our small gesture will give a huge impact. And we are as ambitious as we want 3,000 balang kuih raya. So, tak tahulah how we're going to pull that through, gang. Tapi I believe macam insyaAllah Allah tolong kot. Moga-moga Allah setuju lah. But if we want to discuss on the pipeline for percaya moving forward, we can't share yet specifically apa, but we know where we are going to lah. Because right now, cerita kasih kita is that lah. Ni memang one of the biggest event for us in this year.
And one more thing is that you also said in your mission statement or vision statement is to also bridge the gap between the female community and the government, right? And to facilitate the dialogue necessary to support them. So how are you planning to go about this? And do you foresee any big challenges when it comes to, I guess, doing this?
I do. Tapi again, it takes a lot of... It takes a lot of patience lah. Macam at the moment kan, just to share with you lah, kita orang punya journey tiga orang ni, we started this from November tau. And the journey tu macam, for us to get this 1,000 balang kuih raya ni, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot. So, and because of that juga, we know we can become the bridge. And we know what's missing, you know. Kita tahu apa lagi yang kita boleh tolong and how. Cuma, whether or not we have the strength and courage to penetrate in lah. Itu je lah. Sebab, to be honest, kita orang punya biggest challenge buat benda ni is waiting game. But penetrating, nak dapatkan satu-satu benda, boleh dapat. But the waiting game. The waiting game, the gatekeepers, sometimes orang yang kita nak jumpa tu ada je. Dia tak tahu pun apa yang kita tengah go through ni. But the gatekeepers tu yang, you know, so to us, of course, that's the end goal lah. We want to be that bridge. And we will get there. And I think we can. Cuma, being in the, like you said, infancy period ni, inilah, we have to face the challenges lah.
And
after now.
Okay. All the best in that. And I hope you have support as well. In terms of, I guess, I'm sure you're able to, I guess, garner support. Because, I mean, it doesn't sound easy. Do you have any, like, strong support system, at least, for the three of you to be able to support you guys to go through these things?
Besides our husbands.
Advisors. We have.
Very, very amazing. We have amazing advisors. We have two advisors. We have Encik Shukul. He's our corporate advisor.
He's a managing director for a local oil and gas company, and he has various experience in networking and everything. and in business lah, because yeah,
basically we have a tycoon behind us, and also we have a organization advisor and Hajah Nur Azah. Oh, we call her Kak Azah. She's like Omani lah. Tapi sampai sekarang kita orang tak tahu how she putting. So we just call her Queen. Nah, so that's our pillars basically. Memang the apa-apa we run to them lah. Nah, I want to say that the challenges is a bit wild. I have
It's pretty wild because you know what? Now me being housewife for quite some time and a full-time housewife, and sometimes I feel like, what am I doing? What did I get myself into? Macam tu. But actually that's a challenge that I suka because I nak buat when volunteer. So yeah, I just face it. Macam tu.
One of the most said things between the two of us is macam, oh my God, rasa macam nak muntah. Rasa macam, tak tahulah, you know. But then again, macam I cakap lah, macam apa yang kita orang buat ni, it takes more than just money. It's actually you have to have a big heart because Liz had sleepless nights doing endless admin work and also posters dan berbacam-macam lagi. And I had sleepless night organizing a lot of content and things like that. And muka kena tebal lah. Muka kena tebal. Muka kena macam sangat macam I need this.
We actually like, it's unbelievably amazing cikgu because there are only three of us doing every single thing. Graphic lah, buat video sendiri, buat ni, cari tu admin, buat surat sendiri. We don't hire, we don't have any part-timers or for the contents, for the social media contents, for everything else, semua kita sendiri. Ambil gambar sendiri, semua sendiri. So because we cannot afford to have someone else with us, macam yang berbuat. It's hard to find. Nowadays, susah nak cari orang yang macam that has passion, that tak apa?
Tak berkira.
Tak berkira, yes. Yeah.
Sebab at the end of the day, whenever Eliza buat calculation, we will always go back to daripada kita spend banyak-banyak ni, baik duit ni kita beli kuih raya. Faham tak? Because the end goal is the kuih raya. So, of course lah, macam, of course we wanted ambassadors, of course we wanted, you know, people to speak for us, of course. But at the end of the day, these are all money. Rather than spending the money on that, we'd rather, okay, tak apa.
We were thinking to have like an event organizer actually for the today's event, like, so senang lah nak meringankan ke kita on the event day. But after some consideration, calculation, we said, no, cannot. We cannot like simply spend thousands just for, kita rasa tu besar lah. Why would we spend a lot of money on that where the money we can use to buy kuih raya and to do something better. So we decided to just, it's okay, kita hentam je. We just do three of us and kita cari help like a few friends yang boleh tolong. We save few thousand.
And then we also macam dengan tak malunya, we tak sponsors. You know, like in time so that people can bring home something. Memang tak malu lah. So at the end of the day, like I said lah, memang we need money. To run, we need money, kan? But to get money, you need a big heart. You tak boleh berkira. I think this is such a blessing for me to be connected to the other two co-founders. Because I've been doing Sebala Kasih for 8 years. And not everybody can be on the same eye level as you. Macam, okay, we do this to give back. It's not. And for Percaya to move forward pun, we need to be on the same wavelength. And betul-betul kena ikhlas lah untuk you buat. So I hope kita boleh lah buat benda ni lama-lama lah. Cetelah. Sebab susah sebenarnya buat charity work. Tapi you kena ikhlas.
All right. Do you welcome help? Like, and for example, if let's say anyone wants to, I guess, help or be a part of this or in any way, shape or form, where can they go to channel their help or just to even find out more information about what you do?
Just go to our Instagram.
We will open for volunteers soon. So, kalau ada yang nak volunteer and also siapa nak join kita orang as members,
Be
one of the Percaya Ladies.
You can just go to your Instagram page, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Percaya.my. Percaya ke tak?
Yeah. Percaya ke tak?
Percaya ke tak?
You've been tuning in to I Love KL and I've been speaking to the co-founders of Pertubuhan Cahaya Hawa or Percaya. They are Raja Mariam Raja Hairuddin, Eliza Mat Dom and Asfarhana Dato' Abu Sama. That's all we have for this episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can look for the podcast on our website bfm.my/ilovekl. Alternatively, you can also download our app, which is available on both Google Play and the App Store. I Love KL can also be found on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Don't forget to also follow the station on X at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharu. Then you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week, only on BFM 89.9, the business station. Happy International Women's Day.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.